Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to each and every one of you amazing individuals. This is Robert Rogers. I'm the founder of Parkinson's Recovery in 2004. We have now had 15 marvelous, and I might add spectacular, years of conducting research to determine the factors that are causing the symptoms that are associated with a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease, and then helping individuals identify some approaches, some natural kind of therapies and methods and treatments that might provide relief for these particular symptoms. One of the questions that has come up over these last 15 years is my diagnosis right or wrong? And so we've got a guest today who has an amazing and really, I think, cutting-edge, pioneering technology that uses voice prints to be able to determine everything really that's going on in the body. So that might sound for many of you to be somewhat weird and unusual. How in the world could somebody really just use a recording of our voice to get information? But this particular pioneer, Sherry Edwards, is the person who's been able to develop the technology to do just that. So what we're going to do in the show today is to have Sherry provide a general explanation of bioacoustics. That's basically sound therapy, so that you'll have some understanding of what is involved when she takes a voice print. I sent in my voice print several days ago, and she sent back my results. So we're going to have a short discussion about how I interpret my results. So after you send in your voice print, they volunteer to have about a 15-minute follow-up conversation so you can understand what it all means. And then we've got a volunteer or two who have volunteered to be able to do their own voice prints. So we're going to connect in with them so you can get a really good idea of the kind of rich information that comes from just doing a systematic analysis of a person's voice profile. So what I want to do now is to, first of all, say to Sherry Edwards, Sherry, thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking the time to be on our show today.
It's great to be able to share all of this information with people, so thank you for letting me have this spot.
And, of course, what now people are interested in is, okay, this sounds a little out there and strange and unbelievable. Tell people all about bioacoustics.
Well, it started kind of on its own, and if people would think about a young man going through puberty and his voice changes, we figured out what those changes mean by way of hormones, and then we figured out proteins and genomes. So we stick a microphone in front of your face, and we take a vocal sample, and we call it bioacoustics, life sounds. On the way to doing all this, we also found that you have a sound coming out of your ear called an otoacoustic emission. John Hopkins did a lot of work on that. So we actually produce sounds with our voice, and our ear produces a sound. And we look at it, and we've been able to correlate it to your vitamins, your stem cells, toxins, muscle deterioration, toxins. Like in one person's file I just looked at, their diagnosis is Parkinson's, but really they have a very heavy dose of tetanus, the tetanus gene. So we would want to use frequency to quiet down that tetanus gene, because that is likely part of the cause of their muscle deterioration.
When many people think of genes, they think, well, I've got these genes and there's nothing I can do about it. Now, what you just said sounded like your sound technology enables the possibility of quieting or even turning off genes or turning them on. Is that right?
Yes, the proof is in the pudding. We didn't know we could do this, but we have reversed Down syndromes, and along with that, the physical characteristics and mental characteristics of Down. That's one of the biggest genetic ones we've done. Mucopolysaccharide toxicity, reverse that. I just can't think of all of them. But yes, your body is math. Your brain is your central processing unit. Somehow frequencies are created in the brain, and on your neural network, all of those frequencies go out to the body, different parts of the body. And with tetanus, it lays down in the little toe side of your foot, and that toe gets numb and tingly, and that's how we know that tetanus is contributing to the symptoms that they're calling Parkinson's.
Some people who have a diagnosis of Parkinson's wonder, well, I wonder if heavy metals might be an issue for me, or even something like a Lyme infection. Does your technology enable an analysis to see whether or not that might be the case?
Yes. We have something called Parkinson's Commons. And the projects that we did over the years, we found all of these misdiagnoses. And one of them is Lyme, tetanus, methylation, dystonia, spasticity, inflammation, allergies, glutathione. We had one person, I think it was a lady named Sophie, that really had a problem with methylating glutathione, and that causes the body not to be able to detoxify and use sulfur properly so that the immune system is up and running. The latest one we did was on tremors, and we're able to look at all of the issues of proteins and genes that cause tics and tremors and exaltations. So the nerve gets excited and people get tremors, and we've just decoded what's causing that.
You use the word methylation, and it sounds like, for example, if a person is taking some kind of glutathione supplements, but it seems like they're not really doing much for them, are you explaining that it may be that the body's just not able to process that particular substance, and so the problem is not the substance itself, but rather the ability of the body to do something with it?
Yeah, the receptor with it, absolutely. And that's one of the major things that we look at. And when people do their vocal print, if it has a big lump in the middle, and we send them a picture of their vocal print, a big lump in the middle means they are not methylating. So if you have, say, sulfite, but you don't have taurine and molybdenum, then those sulfurs can't be turned into a good sulfur that supports your tendons and ligaments and immune system. All that's in the computer program that we allow people to run themselves through.
So the problem may be that if a person, for example, feels as though they are deficient in glutathione, they take more and more and more, they have a lot of glutathione on their body hanging around, but the body is not doing anything with it, so they have an excess.
Yes, and when we give people back their reports, the very first page is, if it's high, it indicates this. If it's low, it indicates this. So it tells them how to read that, and we'll go over it with them. But if somebody has very high glutathione, but they have low taurine and a low glutathione receptor, and there's a glutathione S transferase, we can see all of that. It's taken us about 30 years to put these databases together. And it wasn't until 2004 that we were able to say, okay, this group has tremors. What in their voice is alike? And we found it. B5, zinc, choline. Zinc makes choline work. Choline makes the nerves work. The nerves make the muscles work. So we can see those pathways. And we're able to provide reports for people to show what is the root cause of what's happening. I love it. I love being able to solve those mysteries, because I've seen so many people come in here with a diagnosis of Parkinson's, and they may just have nerve inflammation, and that is much easier to back off and deal with their diet and what's going on than it is for a life sentence of Parkinson's. It gives people hope, and I love that.
As I understand it then, what you're basically finding is that the solution to persons who have these neurological challenges associated with the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease is more complicated than just giving a person L-DOPA and focusing on just that one hormone, dopamine. Would that be a fair summary?
Absolutely. We go back, we look at GABA. GABA is a precursor to dopamine. And so we go back and look at the pathways. In conventional medicine, there are pathways of what's going on. And so years of study, they found that, okay, GABA is a precursor to dopamine, that's a precursor to norepinephrine, that's a precursor to precursor to precursor. And they had to do it trial and error. What we do is change everything in your voice to math. And we look at the math that doesn't make sense, like 2 and 2 is 17 or something. And in a lab, they would have to test that out. And we've just found that the math tells us where to go, so that we call these math ways. And when we try to second guess the computer, I'm always wrong. But your body runs on math. Your brain is math. Every pill you take, every exercise you do, every personality trait, every protein, it can all be broken down to math. And in that format, we can quickly go to our database and see what the issues are.
Sherry Edwards now is making the opportunity for every person listening to this radio show and persons who currently are diagnosed with Parkinson's and their family members to submit a voice print for free. And so the particular website that you can use to connect in and get instructions of how to do that is here right on the radio show page, soundhealthportal.com/Parkinson's. Now, one of the criteria to submit your voice profile is to have a computer that has a USB port, and then you just need to use a high-quality microphone. The use of your own computer for the voice is not going to do it. The use of your cell phone, sorry, that doesn't have the range of frequencies that they need. So I looked at the instructions myself, and I purchased a high-quality Samson Go Mic microphone at the store here in Olympia. It cost me $39. I then came home, I plugged the microphone into my computer, and went to this page, and then I just talked for 40 seconds about a mindless kind of a topic, the animals that were running around our house for that day. So that's the voice print, and then that's what Sherry Edwards and her staff uses to be able to do these analyses to figure out what's out of balance in our bodies. Now, what I'd like to be able to do then is I submitted the voice profile, and Sherry has done an analysis of what she finds might be out of balance. She just mentioned that after you submit your voice profile, then there'll be this opportunity to have a conversation to find out, okay, what does this all mean? There's really a lot of detail to digest. So what I want to do is just take about 5 minutes and do a little demonstration of what that particular conversation might entail. So I've got my voice profile in front of me. I've got lots of different readouts and printouts based on what you found. So, Sherry, I really see lots of pages and lots of listings of all sorts of things that are going on in my body. Tell me what it is that I need to focus on.
Okay, we did several analyses on yours. What we're offering people is a program called Parkinson's Commons, and that's a combination of 15 different softwares and templates together to see if they really have Parkinson's. And it's done by relevance. Your top relevance, let me close part of this down. Your top relevance dealt with two things, tetanus and choline. And then the choline problem led us to histamine methyltransferase. And usually when people have that, they have some allergies. So we give you the report, and it comes out, the very first thing that comes out is your instructions. Then the next one is, this is your highest problem or issue or whatever you want to call it. I'm looking at your raw data, and I think your very first thing on mine was the tetanus. Does it say that it was genetic, or what does it say?
I wasn't able to print that out, Sherry. My word program apparently wasn't sophisticated enough, so it doesn't say here anything about tetanus and what I was able to print out.
Okay, well, several things we gave you. One was a graph that showed what you needed to work on. And were you able to print that out?
I wasn't. I must have an antiquated technology on my computer system. It's a pretty old computer. I wasn't able to print that out, unfortunately.
Well, let me go look at yours and see what came up with it. Your report, and this they can do on their own, and we'd really like them to do it on their own because I'm just too lazy to keep doing everything. So it showed that there's some hearing loss and that your glutathione is a bit stressed, but that gives you a graph and a percentage of 300 different vocal prints or different vocal templates that we can look at. So we look at, do you really have Parkinson's? And then it identifies what you have. And it told us that you needed support with your muscles and tremors. And I ran that one because we did the show the other day that was about tremors. It
right.
shows me that your immune score is 63, and 50 is where we start looking. Says that your musculoskeletal really needs support. So I went back and looked at the proteins that support your muscles, and all of these are in graphs. So we send you the report, and then when we talk to you, we say, we think this is the most important thing that you should do or discuss with your wellness provider. And we had one lady submit it, and most of her stress came from a dirty liver. So there's things that you can do to detox your liver. There's things that we can help regeneration. We can look at your stem cells. We can look at your diet. We had another one come in, and they had high problems with wheat. So we went looking at leaky gut. And sure enough, they had leaky gut, which caused an immune response. Leaky gut's when you eat things that dig holes in your intestines. And too much ammonia and other things cause that. So the food, used food, I should say, leaks through the gut into the stomach cavity and causes your cells, your T cells, your immune cells, to attack that particular thing, and then the body makes you allergic to it. And you can do thousands and thousands of tests on this, but what we hand you will tell you what there's a problem with and what the priority is. And that's what we go over with everybody. And everybody's individual. You go to the doctor and they say, oh, I'll give you statins for this because you have that complaint. And that may not be the issue at all, but we can look underneath. And we want to help people with any kind of issue, because we don't think the insurance companies is allowing doctors enough time to really explore and find out what's going on with people. So this is just our gift to the world, because God gave me a gift of being able to hear these sounds and vocalize them, and I just put that in a computer so I can pass it on. I don't want this to die. When I die, I could have made millions of dollars just doing these sounds for people and telling them what was wrong. But I wanted everybody to have that power in their own hands, because I think insurance companies and big pharma aren't being careful enough with our health. And I think people are responsible with their own health, where the doctors may not be as careful as they would be. I think I just slipped onto my soapbox.
of course, for good reason.
I probably should get away from that. And sometimes we'll find things like, wow, they have a high score on teeth. And so we'll do something on teeth and look at what teeth they should be paying attention to. or what minerals they should be doing with their teeth. Because a lot of times when you're on a lot of medications or you have a deteriorating disease, your teeth begin to suffer. So we can look at why that happens. We have devised all of this, these big databases, to say, really, anybody that has a Parkinson's or a disease or a syndrome or a toxin, their vocal print will show it just based on everything that we have gathered. So in 2004, and I waited till then, till we could say something concrete, we were able to say people with like symptoms or diseases have familiar or even identical vocal profiles. And when we put that out, then MIT and Mayo Clinic and a lot of people are studying this now. And I think at that point it's going to be very expensive. One doctor for heel spurs, and we know the frequency for heel spurs to back them off, and he went and put a program together and charged people $3,500 a pop, three sessions to get rid of heel spurs over 2 months. Insurance paid for it all, and we could have done it in half hour. I don't want that to continue. I want people to have the power about their health.
So on your website, I can learn how to do this myself and do these analyses and understand what really is going on with my body.
Absolutely. We have several programs, one called Sound Health Live, which you can go see if your vocal print is compatible with a medication or a food. We have programs that we will give you that you can test every food that you have and see if your body's compatible. We have 2-day free classes, and we give you the software to take our class. You have to buy the microphone. I need to correct something. People don't need a high-quality mic because people are going to think that's a singing mic or something. We actually need a low-quality, good mic that will measure the low frequencies of your voice without filtering out the high frequencies. So that Samson is one that we've tested that you mentioned, and they can get it right on Amazon if they want. So we have these 2-day classes that are free. We give you enough information that you can test yourself forever or your neighbors or set up a business. And you can also become a professional, like a wellness provider in a clinic for a doctor. And a lot of people do that. So some of the classes cost, because it costs us a lot to put them on. But the beginning ones are to show people what this is and what they can do with it. Think about the tricorder on a Star Trek. Are you a Star Trek fan?
Oh, sure.
They have this little tricorder, and they go, bzz, 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 bzz. Okay, your broken arm's healed. We know what the frequency is, and we can't do it instantaneously, but we can certainly get rid of the pain of a broken bone, and it heals like 2/3 of the time. Everything here is experimental. We really need more sophistication in what we're doing. We need to know more, but less enlighten people and give them the information as we're finding it. So that's just my prejudice.
Now, when you did the quick reading on my voice profile, you said, well, what came up at the very top was tetanus. So, obviously, I've got this in my body. Well, is it just stuck there and I can't do anything about that?
No, we can detoxify it, just like we're working with vaccines to detoxify some of that problem. And another one that I ran on you was muscle complex. It's all the proteins in your muscles that begin to deteriorate when you're aging or when your muscles are being attacked by something like statins. And I also ran you through Commons and a picture of your vocal prints there. And when you are able to open it, you'll see that it heaves in the middle, which means methylation. The first priority that came up on you was myelin precursors, muscle sheathing that deals with communication of the nerves, and it says it's both high and low. That means it could be high on your left arm, but low in your left foot. You know, someplace in your body is not working right. Your third one was colostrum. I'm sorry, the tetanus gene, and it was both high and low. So it means it's either just on one side, or that it will identify the muscle of what's going on. The body is so redundant about, if you have an ache, if we look at that frequency, we can identify what protein goes with that muscle that's giving you the signal that's causing you to hurt. And I believe in olden times that a shaman would hear your voice and know what the frequency of things were because they had experienced it before. I think we forgot how to do this. But most, a lot of years is proteins. The proteins I led back to genes. So there's something in your family that's doing this. Histamine genome not being able to be processed. So we would kick that into gear. We can kick in growth hormones and all kinds of things. You also have methyl transferase protein. So as looking down through yours, mostly it was proteins. So that's why I ran you through muscle complex that we actually identified for sports people, for sports performance. We can look at the proteins and tell whether how you're using oxygen, whether you should be a basketball player and run up and down or and use a lot of oxygen, or you should slow down and be a baseball player where your muscles are used to giving real spurts of energy. And it fits in with Parkinson's people. So we just use it because I found that in your chart. There's other things in there that are maybe toxins, and if the toxin is high, we're going to look at it. If the toxin is low, who cares? So we're able to look at this entire picture with this Parkinson's Commons. I also ran you through a Parkinson's influence, and that's when somebody already has Parkinson's, and it tells us how they got it. I'm looking down through here. Leptin, norepinephrine, B12. We could discuss all of these and look at a picture of, did toxins cause this? Did man-made electricity? Did lack of methylation? Did vaccines? Did a bad diet? So we can back it off because we can identify everything that's coming up.
Wow. And then in terms of the next step for me, how would I get the sounds that would be the sounds that would provide the healing for me? Can I get that sent to me from one of your people who do this work, or you? Or how do I get the antidote, for example, for tetanus and the other kind of sounds that that my body needs?
Well, that's a complicated issue. Sometimes we can tell you the food that's going to be the antidote. Like in yours, in looking at acetylcholine, that's really the genetic root cause of some of the muscle issues. Choline comes from eggs, and inositol helps it be used, and zinc, so we could do it with nutrition. We can give you the frequencies of the notes, and you can go find music. There's a website called Song Finder, and you can say, I want to listen to songs that have C, B, and F, and it'll identify what it is. We can send you to a practitioner to make sure your sounds are tested correctly. We can teach you to do it. We don't want to put people on sounds unless we know that it's going to be beneficial. But the best thing is to teach you to do it, because somebody with Parkinson's needs more care than, say, somebody with allergies. Because we can just tell them what food not to eat with allergies, but we need to look at genes and proteins and food and immune system, and we need to look at so many things, and we need to make sure we're starting with the right stuff. We'd love it if a lot of people out there would train to do this and open up a business to do it for other people. I would love it if we had a Parkinson's center in every city.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? Well, at one point, I think your practitioners were sending out a voice box with the sounds that they recommended the person listen to. Did the practitioners still do that?
Some of them do. Like if we have one for ticks and tremors, and that's pretty standard. We just put the things in there that are on their vocal print, and we can send out whole brain formulas. But they may have to send it back. You know, they don't like this formula or this formula. If they come to see us, we can usually get it right the first time. But we have standardized boxes. Like for the Parkinson's people, most of the time, and this is so sweet, they can't turn over in bed because the stomach muscles are weak. And there's two stomach muscles that have the same frequency. I think it's either L-DOPA or dopamine. And so we fixed a tone box that we call Fab Abs. It has all of the abdominal frequencies in it. And they play that at night, and then they can turn over because we are providing the frequency externally that their body is not producing. And if they use this enough, they can use it less and less because we're entraining their brain. Somehow their brain forgot a particular frequency of dopamine. It's a D sharp, and it'd be the color of gold. So somewhere the body forgot how to produce it, got poisoned and not producing it, and we're putting it back. And we hope they learn to hate their sounds because then that means they're making it and they don't need us anymore.
How interesting. Sherry, we have a volunteer who has volunteered to be able to do their own voice profile live with you. And what I'd like to do is to click him in here live to our program and introduce John to you, who, again, would like to be able to provide the opportunity to send his voice over to you and to get some quick fix on what might be out of balance in his body. John, are you there?
I am there, or here, actually.
Hi, John. I don't know that we can do it over the phone this way, but we could at least give a demonstration or through a radio, and I have a special phone that I use when we do this with people. So we're going to ask you to speak for 30 seconds about anything, what you did today, what you ate for breakfast, and we'll put you in the program. It'll take a few minutes so you and Dr. Rogers can talk while I munch the numbers. How's that sound? Are you there, John?
Wait a minute. John just, for some reason, clicked off, Sherry. So let me call him back. Everybody just hold on here. And let me call him back. I don't know why the call was actually lost.
Okay, I'll just tell him about our next two-day class is on May 2nd and 3rd. And it's going to be on sports performance, and it's about muscles, muscle deterioration and muscle support. So this might be a good one for people to attend. It's on our website, soundhealthoptions.com, under classes. It doesn't cost anything. You do need to you do need to sign up because we need to send the software to you. It's from 10 a.m. to 4, and we can take probably at least 10 more people in that class. We try to keep it small, under 50 or so.
Oh, wonderful. John, are you back now with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
somehow we got dropped,
so
we called you back. So did you hear the instructions from Sherry?
I'm sorry I didn't. I don't know how I lost you, but I did not.
Okay, we are going to try to take your print over the phone, over the radio. So we need you to speak in 30 seconds about anything. Normally, you'd go on the website and leave this voice sample. We only need 30 seconds, so you can talk about what you ate today, what hurts, what's your favorite food, anything. Just don't stop until 30 seconds is on, and I'll come back, okay?
Okay, just interrupt me.
Okay, go ahead and go.
Well, I did hear about what you're doing through Dr. Rogers' program yesterday, and it's needless to say, or Wednesday, and needless to say, it's incredibly intriguing. And I applaud you, one, for the technology and the science involved, but secondly, for your motives for doing it and your desire to make it accessible to as many people as possible. Because based on what I heard, it's something that could revolutionize medicine and improve the overall general health of our entire planet. So, again, I applaud you for what you're doing.
Got it. So I'm just going to go to export that audio, and I'm going to ask a program called Audacity, A-U-D-A-C-I-T-Y, to save this. And I'm going to file it under John Park. Yeah, I've got a name here. There is a booklet on our website, soundhealthoptions.com, that people can go to and download these instructions or download the textbook itself. Now, I'm taking this 30 seconds, and I'm going to enter John into our website. It takes longer to enter you in than it does to actually do the evaluation. So can you guys talk a minute while I munch?
We will, Sherry. So, John, are there any therapies that you discovered seem to be providing some relief from symptoms?
Well, so many of the things that we've covered in your program, I've pretty well been an advocate or a buyer, a participant in almost all of them, the NeuroGamma, the X Plus, I did order the ketones, the CBD oils, just about everything we've covered. I've dipped a toe into most of them, and most of them, I think the results will be somewhat long term in realizing the kind of results you'd like to see. But I would say that I sense some things are beneficial. I would definitely say the NeuroGamma device sharpened a little bit of the fog that sort of crept in after a diagnosis of Parkinson's. But I've found, I think all of these are things you want to try because you're willing to, I think most people are willing to turn over every rock to try to minimize the impact of a bad diagnosis.
Right.
Yeah, a number of the therapies that you mentioned are therapies that are enabling the body to heal from the inside out. So it does take time. It's not like medicines where you take the medicine and pretty quickly you can see some relief or supplements. So I think a lot of people get discouraged, John, when they begin to take some of the therapies you mentioned and they don't get some really profound and significant immediate relief. But from what I've been able to see, if you just stick with it little by little, all of a sudden you're looking back and realizing, whoa, I'm a whole lot better.
Well, and the difficult part is when you try multiple therapies at once, which I'm doing, including the Beamer mat and acupuncture and lots and lots of exercise, it's hard to really to declare who's the winner and who's doing the most good because you're just overlapping all these different therapies. But in the long run, I'm sure it will surface what is most beneficial. But right now, it's kind of hard to say this particular effort is excelling over others, but that's to be expected.
Right. And, of course, in the end, what you really want is a positive outcome. So what does it matter?
Exactly.
What is it that really made the contribution? So those of you who are listening, and we're just talking here waiting for Sherry to do her analysis, he mentioned the Beamer. That's an electromagnetic pulse therapy that's really quite amazing. And has been really well received in Europe and now finally in the United States. And then the other therapy that he mentioned was a photobiomodulation therapy. That's a fancy word for light therapy or laser therapy. And those of you that are interested in pursuing that, there's an interview that I did with the inventor of all people, Dr. Lou Lim, on radio show here on this particular radio show page just a couple of weeks ago. He developed just and released about a month ago a new device called the X Plus, which again is a light therapy sort of a device that you can move in different parts of your body. So it's not like the NeuroGamma that you just put on your head. You can place it really anywhere on your body.
I'm hearing two of your voice.
I am too, Sherry. I don't know what happened. John, are you still there?
I'm here, yes.
It was just all of a sudden. There it goes again.
Somebody
has a mic open.
Let me turn on. I'm going to turn off my my mic and see if that helps. I think that might help, and then let the two of you talk. So let me just.
John, one of in your file, you have a great big open spot in the middle, and it is your immune system. It's a nuclear factor kappa that is driven by magnesium, which it says your body's not using. And another thing, when we send you this report, your dystrophin is in stress. Dystrophin is a protein. And when you get your report, it'll be underlined in blue, so all the references are already there. And it says it deals with the cytoskeleton muscle fiber extracellular matrix. That's a lot of stuff. It just says your muscles are not repleting themselves. And the most of the stress is in C-sharp, so it's going to be in your connective tissue. My next step is to go to your frequency hits. And this is Parkinson's Commons. The other things I would run you through would be muscles and the dystrophins. Probably look at some of the Titan proteins. And it says you have a score of 44. That's pretty high, 20's high. But both of these are dystrophins. They are proteins that aren't working well, and along with magnesium, I don't know what magnesium has to do with dystrophins, but I would probably have to look it up. The gene that is involved, SEPIAPTERIN, that's a gene that is a problem, and it doesn't say much here. It deals with the biosynthesis of tetrahydrobiopterin, and that's about clearing junk out of your system. And I'm just going through the program and looking what's right in front of me and what it says is a priority. I will send this back to you and show you the summary, which I'm trying to bring up right now. And we look at the summary of musculoskeletal issues, and it'll tell us what the problem is, whether it's proteins or genes or what. In summary, and this is what I sent Dr. Rogers, B vitamins aren't working in cooperation. You have some allergies to food additives. Your thyroid's a bit down. And the biggest thing is adiponectin. Now, I'm going to have to go look up adiponectin just to see what's going on. Because I don't remember. That's unusual for that to come up as the number one thing, adiponectin, adiponectin, and the receptors. Is a protein involved in regulating glucose levels as well as fatty acid breakdown? So So it could be Miley and sheathing, or the fatty acids that's used for the muscles, like choline and DHA and EPA. Have you had anybody check your fatty acids? Because that's really important for nerves and nerve scaffolding.
No, I have not. And I have been on high doses of vitamin B, a prescription level doses of vitamin B, as well as other vitamin B supplements, working with one of Dr. Rogers' friends, a neurologist that specializes in sleep therapy. And we've been trying to raise my vitamin D level up, which has been historically very, very low. And she was using that in complement with the vitamin B. I've also take two types of magnesium. I take what they call MAGO, which is a magnesium for just basically for your digestive system, but then another powdered magnesium that apparently can traverse the blood-brain barrier and supposedly is a calmative for anxiety and depression. So I'm kind of surprised there's a lack of the magnesium showing up. But
the lack of the use, and we can test your vitamin D receptor with the methylation issue, and we have a way now on the portal that you can test yourself. You read a passage that we've had tested, then you take your magnesium, and then since that's pretty water soluble, maybe 20 minutes later, read the same passage, and we'll see what the magnesium did or didn't do. That's a really easy way to see if your supplements are working.
So much of the terminology, and I imagine the report itself is going to be relatively complex. Is it best to come up to your offices and do something live and in person and really nail down a lot of this stuff? Is that the best solution?
Well, we can nail it down by you sending in vocal prints, and you can go to our site, Sound Health Options, and there is a whole tab for clinical. We figure out what's going on, then we bring you in for final testing or find somebody near you that we've trained that can do the final testing. But you sound like you're a person who can look at something and see the patterns and understand it enough to teach it to somebody else. So you'd be a great technical person to show this to and look at it, because I think you could look at the patterns. And tumor necrosis factor, I'm looking at chart, is another thing that comes up. The things that you cannot buy over the counter are the things that we would help you use with sound.
Well, that's exciting. Does the voice print that you took today, is it adequate for you to send me this report? Or I've recorded two prints at my office, but I had a hard time downloading them and getting them sent to you. So are those going to be more beneficial?
Well, this is through the radio station. I would rather have ones that you did. But you can go to the Sound Health Portal, and that's our public workstation. And you can leave me a voice print there. If you've got the microphone, you don't even have to send it. You can just record it and leave it for me, and they'll send it to me. Because I've asked for all the Parkinson's people to be sent to me so I can – I just want the data. That's the main thing for us, so we can see where all of this is going. I don't think Dr. Rogers told you that I have Parkinson's, and I've had it for about 15 years. It's beginning to affect my throat some, but if I keep giving myself the right frequencies, nobody can even tell that I've had Parkinson's that long, because everything that happens, I jump on the workstation, I put in the data, I get the frequencies, I give them to myself while I'm working, and away we go.
Wow. That's
what
impressive.
That's what I want for everybody. It'll tell you what food to eat. It'll even tell you what colors to stay away from. We give you enough information. So however you want to do it, by foods, by looking at your genes, by doing genetic testing, colors and decorations and the size of your room, your room and the dimensions of your room give off a sound. And so we can help you construct a place where your whole room will give you the sounds that you need. And you can use these frequencies at night so that your body's healing itself at night. And what I love about it, it's individual. They don't just lump you in some place with, okay, everybody has this, I can't even think of a medication, but take insulin. You know, we've got people controlling their insulin with sound. And we just need to get this out to the people so it isn't usurped by some very callous company.
Right.
Callous capitalistic company.
Oh, there you go.
I think I am a compassionate nonprofit company that wants the people to be able to look at this. I don't want any of this hidden from people when it's their health. That's probably freedom and health are probably my two highest goals for everybody. And I will admit that I'm very prejudiced. I don't like to be told what to do, and I don't like to be gouged by some company who's doing for stuffing money in their pocket.
Well, as I said in my comments, I applaud you for your very high goals here, and this sounds very exciting. I can hardly wait to get the report, and then I'll get the other two voice samples in, and we'll move ahead. That's great. I don't know, is it time probably for Dr. Rogers to chime back in?
I just connected myself back in, and I just had one follow-up question for Sherry. So John's going to be able to understand what colors are going to be the ones he should gravitate toward and what foods he should eat and what sounds he should listen to. Is there the possibility then, as he's working through this, that some actual sounds can be created specifically for him?
I would need to test his brain dominance, and I'm sure he's whole brain just from what how he's talking. Because as I'm talking to him, he's looking at both sides of the question. His numbers that he needs are F sharp first, and that's dark leafy green vegetables or anything mossy green, and the note of B, which is his nerves. So we're looking at F sharp, the lower back nerves that feed the lower legs. That's the first two. And then C-sharp, which feeds his joints, and A-sharp, which is his immune system. So we're looking at orange and yellow together, and green and magenta together. So those foods, I wouldn't recommend eggplant, but those foods, those colors, and there's charts all over our website that people can look at these correlations and download. If they go to our grocery shopping or whatever it is, what do they call it, shopping cart, they'll charge them $60 for the textbook. But if you go over to where it says take this class, you can download the textbook for free. And people can take the class. I want to remind them that they just need to sign up, and we'll send them everything they need to take the class that can help them and their community and people they love. And people don't have to be sick. I wrote an article once about John Wayne. Didn't have to be sick anymore because that's the month that we cracked emphysema. And there's so many people, Parkinson's, that we have tried to help and write to Parkinson's associations. And they say, this is not FDA. We're not doing it. Proof is in the pudding. People are getting well. They're losing their tremors. They can walk. They can breathe better. They don't have allergies anymore. Isn't that enough? And they say, nope, we want the statistics. We want the double-blind studies. There isn't any. Any sound will affect somebody some way. There isn't a way to do this blind.
Sherry, then, as I understand your presentation, what you're suggesting is that people really learn how to do this for themselves, they can get an initial set of remedies in terms of sounds, for example. But over time, it really helps to be able to have the ability to do reassessments and follow-ups over time so that it's not just a one-time fix. Would that be a fair summary?
Absolutely. You remember Miriam? I know we
don't have much
time.
Miriam is somebody who had Parkinson's, and Cherry helped her a number of years ago.
And helped her regain her sense of smell. She didn't have tremors anymore, and her toes didn't turn under. I begged her family to learn to do this, and she died of a heart attack because nobody knew how to deal with it at the moment. We know frequencies that will help and oxygenate, and when people learn to do this, I feel bad that I can't reach everybody and help everybody. So that's why I want to train any and everybody who will listen, especially those that have issues where I can't always be available. I feel bad about that.
Well, you can't be available to millions of people, Cherry. So it's
but I want to be.
Oh, yes,
and that's what
I can hear that.
That's what the workstation is about. It's putting all this information together, making it available to anybody 24/7, and we update it daily. That sounds horribly naive or something, but I find something almost every day of my life that I want to share on that portal with people. And so we update it every minute that we can so they can have the most up-to-date access all the time.
And Cherry, if you could again give that website that people can visit to get all of this wonderful access to this information.
Okay, the workstation for everybody is soundhealthportal.com, and right now we're running the Parkinson's and Gardasil PTSD. Neuroplasticity would be another one that you guys might want to look at, because we found such a strong connection with Lewy proteins in the brain and Parkinson's. Okay, that's for the public. And if you want articles and downloads and classes, go to soundhealthoptions.com. And if you want to train, you can just write to me, and you don't know where to start, I'll send what you need. It's Cherry, Sharry, Edwards at gmail.com. Somebody told me the other day that Cherry in Hebrew meant gift. And I'm really honored that you would allow me to share this with your audience, Dr. Rogers.
And you are truly giving a gift to the entire world, Cherry. We all, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you for all the wonderful work that you've been doing. Now, is there any other conclusive statement that you'd like to make before we end our wonderful interview today? Anything you want people to remember from this session?
I think we all have the ability to listen to the sounds of our body that's coming out our ears. And I wrote an article about it. It's on our site, about going into theta for self-healing. I put that out there for people because I think we could do that in the ancient times. And if they learn to do it, the body will heal itself and they'll never need a thing I have to offer. That's my rose-colored wish for the world.
What a beautiful way to end this conversation. Cherry Edwards, I thank you so much for taking the time to make this wonderful and warm offer to persons who are members of the Parkinson's Recovery audience, the ability to submit a voice profile and get a free reading on what's out of balance in their body, and to get the answer to the question, is my diagnosis right or wrong? So it's a remarkable opportunity. And by the way, those of you who are listening, this is not going to be up forever. So if you're drawn to do this, you need to do it now. And again, Cherry is collecting data and information from individuals who have these challenges and these symptoms to be able to have some synthesis of some commonalities across you. So the more people that participate, the more she'll learn about really what's going on with persons with these neurological challenges. Again, Cherry, thank you so much for all that you do for so many.
It's my honor to be here.
And that's what's happening, as you probably know, here on the shores of the Puget Sound. We have a couple of courses that we're offering this particular spring, and I invite you to be able to consider joining them. One of them is Tame Tremors. It starts next week, and we'd be really honored to be able to have you participate. We also have a course that we're also starting next week for this spring called Jump Start to Recovery. Again, we would be most delighted and happy to have you join us. There's also in that course a free included consultation with me personally. So I too, like Sherry, would like to be able to provide all the support I can for those of you who are dedicated to journey successfully down this road to recovery. So we're here on the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and of course, all of the children are profoundly loved. Just by virtue of the simple fact that you have elected to listen to this interview with Sherry Edwards, who is the bioacoustics pioneer of the world, that you indeed are on the road to recovery. Thank you so much for being a part of Parkinson's Recovery Community today.